Today we'll be Ezra Hashem, we learn Daf Tes of Masechtas Gittin. Some of the topics we learned about today include Palginan Dibura. The Gemara discusses whether a single statement can be divided into its separate components to allow each one to be effective individually. Irur. The Gemara determines who has the power to successfully contest the authenticity of a get. Eina Yochel Loyme Befanei Nechtav. The Mishnah discusses authenticating a get where the messenger is unable to testify because he became a cheresh, a deaf-mute, after being delivering the get. Shavu Gitei Nashim L'Shechur Avadim. The Gemara enumerates several unique halachas that divorce documents and emancipation documents have in common. These include Eid Kuti. A Kuti is a valid witness only for these documents, and Shtari Arkais, a non-Jewish court, cannot administer divorces and emancipations. Eidim She'en Yoidim Likris V'Lachtim. The Gemara discusses the possibility of allowing illiterate witnesses to sign the document by reading it to them and etching their names into parchment so that they can fill it in with ink. The Gemara discusses the following issues. A shliach la'ilacha is the husband's agent to give the get to the wife. Therefore, it only takes effect when it's actually given to the wife, and until such time, the husband can retract the get. A shliach l'kabbalah is the wife's agent to receive the get from her husband. Therefore, it takes effect as soon as the shliach accepts it from the husband, and the husband can therefore no longer retract it. The same rules of shlichas apply to shechurah avadim, emancipating documents from the master to his slave. However, there is a halacha of zachen la'adim shalei b'fanav. If it's a schos, an advantage to the recipient, a person becomes his shliach even without the recipient's knowledge. However, ein chavin la'adam ela b'fanav. If it's a chayiv, a disadvantage for the recipient, the person does not automatically become a shliach, but only if the recipient explicitly appointed him as his shliach. Therefore, the Gemara later cites that which ho'aymer ten get zele ishti. Im rotza lachzer yachzer. If the husband tells his shliach to give the get to his wife, the husband can still retract it, because all agree that a get is a chayiv. However, there is a machlekes, or a meir and the chacham, regarding ho'aymer ten shtar shichur zele avdi, whether the master can retract an emancipation document, because they disagree whether shichur is a schus or a chayiv for the avid.